This is Akashvani, the news read by Prem Sharma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today asserted Mahakumbh in Prayagraj has reflected the spirit of rising India and the entire world witnessed the power of the country. He added that unity in diversity is a specialty of India, which was experienced during the recently concluded Mahakumbh. The Prime Minister made a statement in the Lok Sabha on Mahakumbh today. The Prime Minister lauded the people who contributed to the success of Mahakumbh, saying that this historic event was given a lot of inspiration to the countrymen as it was led by the people.
मैं सदन के माध्यम से कोटि कोटि देशवासियों को नमन करता हूं जिनकी वजह से महाकुंभ का सफल आयोजन हुआ महाकुंभ की सफलता में अनेक लोगों का योगदान है मैं सरकार के समाज के सभी कर्मयोगियों का अभिनंदन करता हूं मैं देश भर के श्रद्धालुओं को यूपी की जनता विशेष तौर पर प्रयागराज की जनता का धन्यवाद करता हूं
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. J. Shankar has emphasized the need for a fair and robust international order. He stressed that the absence of a strong global order not only benefits powerful countries but also enables smaller nations to take risk and challenge the established norms. Dr. Jaishankar was speaking at the Raisena dialogue session Thrones and Thorns defending the integrity of nations New Delhi this morning. He highlighted the importance of sovereignty and the territorial integrity, citing India's experience with Pakistan's illegal occupation of Kashmir. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said that the government is committed to get Manipur back to normalcy. She said everyone wants to state to prosper and grow as like other states. She was replying to discussion on the bills related to Manipur budget in the Rajya Sabha today. The minister said Manipur is a border state and since many decades it has gone through a crisis. She said every government has handled it with sensitivity. Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis today appealed to the citizens of the state to uphold law and order and remain respectful towards all faiths and communities. Briefing the state assembly about the Nagpur incident, he stated that the violence in Nagpur appeared to be premeditated and assured that the strict action would be taken against those who attacked police personnel. Meanwhile, Union Minister Prahlad Joshi has said that the government of Maharashtra will take action against those involved in the Nagpur violence. The Delhi High Court today refused to stay the trial court proceedings against Delhi Law Minister Kapil Misra, who is accused of making objectionable statements and violating the Model Code of Conduct during the 2020 Assembly elections. The High Court has now listed the matter for further hearing on May 19th. Senior Congress leader Sonia Gandhi today demanded an increase in the minimum wage under the Mahatma Gandhi National Rural Employment Guarantee Act scheme. During 0 hour in the Rajya Sabha, she raised the issue accusing the government of undermining the scheme. She said the budget allocation remains stagnant at 86,000 crore rupees for the employment guarantee scheme. She demanded that adequate financial provisions be made to expand the scheme and increase the minimum wage. The fragile ceasefire between Israel and Hamas has collapsed, triggering a devastating wave of violence across the Gaza Strip. Israeli forces launched extensive airstrikes early on Tuesday, killing at least 200 people, according to Palestinian health authorities, with many of the victims reportedly being children. This marks the largest military assault since the ceasefire began on January 19, 2025, ending nearly 2 months of relative claim. The Dragon spacecraft bringing back astronauts Butch Wilmore and Sunita Williams will return to Earth early morning tomorrow. The spacecraft has begun the journey to bring back the two astronauts who have been stranded on the International Space Station for over 9 months. The pair undocked from the International Space Station at 10:35 a.m. today and are now on 17-hour long journey. NASA has said the Dragon spacecraft will be touching down Earth at 3:27 a.m. tomorrow morning. That's all at the news bulletin. Namaskar.